This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When I saw the piece in CT Mirror, it says Connecticut has more than 300 ice cream shops. This family tried them all. I was like, I got to talk to them. And I want to thank Angela Eichhorst from CT Mirror for the story, and go to ctmirror.org to read it. But Michelle and Craig Bahoon and their family have done it, and then they're parlaying it into their own ice cream truck with some of those best flavors from all across the state. I love this story. Connecticut has a ridiculous amount of great ice cream shops. I think the article said something like the Department of Agriculture says there's about 70 homemade ice cream shops in the state. You know, they make their own. And Craig Bahoon joins us now on Brian and Company to talk about everything. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Good. What time
Thanks for having me on.
What time school start?
7:20.
Okay, so you're jamming here. Your wife and yourself, you're both educators. What town and what level do you teach?
My wife is in Orange. She teaches second grade. I teach high school personal finance in Ansonia.
Oh, that's awesome.
At the technical high school, yeah.
That's cool, because now the state has all the, you know, the mandate to do it, and personal finance. I have teenagers.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
Kids don't know enough. Listen, how did this happen? How did you start doing this in the first place?
So 10 years ago, my oldest son was born, Callan. And so he was 2 months old. We were reading a piece in the Connecticut magazine about the best 10 ice cream places in Connecticut, and we made it a point to try them all. And then we just kind of kept going. And I remember, like, when we hit 50, I was like, wow, this is insane. We've been to 50 ice cream places. Now I just went to, I think, our 336 different ones 2 days ago. Yeah, I just popped into one in Simsbury randomly. Two Sisters ice cream right at Telka Mountain. But, yeah, so we put it up on Instagram. We had, like, a little blog. It started off with just friends, and then we started to gain a few more followers, and we just kept it rolling. So it's been, you know, kind of that was the whole impetus for the truck. Was people always ask us for suggestions. You know, I'm in this town, where should I go?
Right.
You know, I'm looking for a good chocolate chip, where should I go? And I have like a just an encyclopedia in my brain of what's good on the 84 corridor, or you know, whatever you want.
I
know an embarrassing amount about Connecticut ice cream.
So when you was this the first summer you did the truck?
This was the first summer. Yeah, we bought it in July of 2024, and then we spent the winter kind of getting it ready where it needed to be. Not that it wasn't in bad shape. We bought it from a place called Tipsy Cones in Stratford. He used to make, like, booze-flavored ice cream, which was very cool. But so, yeah, we spent the winter getting it ready and then kind of rolled it out slow, did a couple friends and family's parties just around our house to get to get ourselves used to it, to scooping and everything. We had never even really scooped a cone before last summer.
Well, how did it go?
Like, I would say, yeah, go ahead.
No, I was saying, how did it go?
It's been fantastic. Yeah, everything's been fantastic so far. My wife is, I kind of foisted this whole thing on her. Like, she wasn't prepared for the truck. I told her last July, I said, hey, I bought a truck. And she was like, oh, my God. But she's been fantastic. Supportive. The boys love it. We have two boys, 10 and 7, and they absolutely love it. Our community has been super supportive. We've been booking private parties pretty much through word of mouth. All summer we've been booked. So it's been a great first year.
We're talking with Craig Bahoon. He and his wife, Michelle, and their family basically take the best of the best of Connecticut ice cream and have a food truck. Logistically, it's got to be challenging, no? I mean, A, you got to choose stuff. Then you have to get it from, it could be all the way, you know, wherever you are. Could you be going up to, you know, I don't know, you know, up in the northwest corner to have to get something from Arethusa or something?
Yeah, so we're in Bethany, which is kind of fairly centrally located. And then on, what was it, Sunday? Sunday I went to UConn in Storrs, and then I went to Tall Meadow Farm in Simsbury. I went to LaCroix in Plainville all in one day. I've got a big cooler bag full of, like, ice packs and everything that I keep. So I have about a two-hour window to get everything back home in the chest freezers. But, yeah, it's been a lot of fun, actually, just talking to the different producers and figuring out what's their specialty that kind of makes them unique and bringing that onto the truck. So we like to have stuff that you can't get everywhere. Right. So, like, for example, at Tall Meadow Farm in Simsbury, we get a burnt sugar brulee, which is it tastes like a butter crunch, but it's got those, like, burnt caramelized sugar pieces you get in a creme brulee. We get a Twinkie from Kelly's Cone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Connection in Hamden, which nobody else has, and it's one of our favorites.
That's Callan's favorite, right? I read.
Yeah, that's Callan's and my wife, and, you know, I never, ever, ever turn it down. So Kelly, at Kelly's Cone Connection, she doesn't always have that on the menu, but she'll make that special for us. And that's kind of, you know, when we were going around traveling, we would find things that nobody else had. And we wanted to bring those to, you know, to a wider audience. So, like, Guinness chip from Canton Creamery is another good one. That's very, very unique.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, like, logistically, it's not easy.
Yeah, I'm sure. So, and you have to keep it.
And scheduling pickups.
You got to keep it from melting and so on and so forth. I don't mean to cut you off. We got like 2 minutes, and I have a ton of quick questions here for Craig Bahoon.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, first of all, if anyone wants to book it, how do they find out about it?
So cticecreamtour.com is our website. It's also on Instagram. It's the same handle. And then it's cticecreamtour@gmail.com is the email address.
Now, do you buy it off of them? And I mean, it's a for-profit business too. I mean, I'm sure that you have good arrangements with these farms. I also do want to point out, I mean, may he rest in peace, Don Tuller, you know, because we know Tall Meadow Farms very well here, and Don Tuller passed.
Yeah, I just talked to his wife the other day for a while, yeah.
But I wanted to ask you finally, if you were on a desert island and could only have one flavor of Connecticut ice cream for the rest of your life, what would that flavor be?
You know, it's like picking your favorite kid, which changes day to day. But I would say chocolate chip from Ashley's. You know, there's 5 Ashley's locations. I would get chocolate chip with their whipped cream, which is ridiculously good. So that's what I'm going with. And in awesome. A waffle cone.
And what is your favorite? I mean, I can't say favorite. Give me 3, if people are listening, we have like 30 seconds, and they want to explore a little bit. And all your like travels are on your Instagram account, which I think people should go to. What's the handle for that?
CT Ice Cream Tour.
Okay. And if there are 3 places to go for people to just get essential New England or great homemade ice cream, I know that there are 70 and you love them all, but if people had 3 to choose, can you give me 3?
So I can never narrow it down to a top 10. I always do like a top 15, but I'm going to do some homer picks here that are close to where we live, and we go frequently. So Big Dipper in Prospect, Rich Farm in Oxford, and then I would still say Ashley's, which is Handa, New Haven, and then the Shoreline.
Yeah. Craig, this is awesome. I mean, these are the things that make me, like, still happy that our country's a good place sometimes, you know? Like, I love this this organic thing that you share with your children. And obviously, you have your summers off from school. So best to your wife, Michelle. Yep. And maybe when the summer season kicks in next spring, we'll talk again.
Absolutely. It sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Craig. Be well. Have a good day at school.
All right. You too. Yeah, thanks.
Craig B. Bahoon. Awesome stuff. What a dude.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.